Welcome back, listeners, to United Voices on KPCRadio.com with me, Crystal Sanchez. Today we have in the studio a Latina who works at UCLA. She is a mentor, and her name is Anajeli Villanueva. Welcome to the studio, Anajeli.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Anajeli, as I say before, you're a Latina. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Mexico City.
Okay, and you were raised in Mexico, or?
Well, yes, I would say up to age 10, and then I immigrated here.
So tell me a little about yourself first. After you moved to United States, where did you move to?
Well, I was brought in at the age of 10. I moved here to the San Fernando Valley, and I've been here since then.
Okay. So you went to middle school here, college. Where did you go to college?
I actually went to Grover Cleveland High School, and then I took maybe like a 6-month break, basically because I was undocumented. But then later on, I decided to just pursue some type of career, and I decided to enroll to Los Angeles Pierce College.
Okay. So what did you study here at Pierce?
At first, I wanted to do Spanish, but then I switched to Latin American Studies.
What makes you change from Spanish to Latin American Studies?
Well, although at that point, Spanish was, you know, an easy career for me because that was it's my mother language. But then I realized that I wanted to do more. And part of it was nostalgia, learning about my own background. And I wanted to learn why I was here. So part of that, there was a lot of things combined that, you know, I want to do more. And I decided to do Latin American Studies.
Did you finish your Spanish? Did you get something with Spanish, or did you just switch to one career?
I did many things. And first of all, I did about 8 years and a half of community college. Part of it, because I was undocumented, I did not have, there was always that doubt, you know, would I have to go as an international student? I did not, back then we did not have DACA or AB 140, something that will help me continue my education. So I just waited it out. And throughout that process, I took many courses. I even took various language classes. At the end, I just decided to do Latin American Studies. Once I got my papers, and it was, you know, yeah, this is serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I got this. I've done this much work, and it was part of the journey, you know, and learning about myself, what I wanted to do. And at that point, I said, you know what, I want to do more. And I decided to do Latin American Studies.
While you were in college, did you participate in anything?
Yes. And my first 2 years, no. My experience was a little bit difficult from the start. My experience with my counselors was a little problematic. You know, at that time, I'm talking 2005, the counseling office, and I'm sure this happened to many students that were undocumented. There was no way for us to pursue our career. And my first experience with counselors was not the best. And I was shattered. I went through a rough time my first 2 years. But I still continued, and luckily I found a class which was Fernando's. I think it's Spanish. I took all his classes. He just has like this very vivid passion,
Fernando Oleas, right?
Yes, Fernando Oleas. And in those classes, I met students that were like me. And we created a sense of community. There was a literature club that started out as six students, but then it opened up because we just wanted to open a space where we could read in our own language what we wanted. And it was really cool. We had a lot of projects. We were really excited because everyone was, once you do something that you love and you meet people that have the same interests, it's just like, it's that energy that keeps you going, And we opened up the one of the bilingual radio stations here, which it was called Encuentro Latino.
Mm-hmm.
We published two literary magazines. It was called Tertulia, and we were tertulieros.
Mm-hmm.
And,
can you explain to me what tertulia means for those who don't know what it is?
Tertulia is sort of like a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And the Latin American boom in literature,
mm-hmm.
all of those writers were part of a tertulia, which was a gathering. They met at cafes, restaurants, and whatnot, and they discussed certain topics. So that's what we basically did. The Tertulia as a project, as a literary magazine here at Pierce College, the incentive was to open a space for students to express themselves. So we reached out to the art department, our own classes. We saw talent there. And it was not limited just to writing. It was also painting, art, whatever. And we came up with two published editions.
Mm-hmm. So that was Tertulia, and what was the other one?
And it was Tertulia 1 and Tertulia 2.
Oh, okay, I see. And then that was after the 2 years that you went through a really hard time, and then you started going, you started with that for the next years?
Yes, it was, the project did not start right away. It was just a journey, I call it. And we did not have funding from the school, so we pushed for it. Unfortunately, there's not enough funding, so we created events which were called Salsa Night and Bohemian Night. And as the academic year went, we collected work, we fundraised, we did a bunch of events, fundraising and whatnot. But all of it was in the purpose also to create that space for others. Because mm-hmm. we knew that we were not the only ones.
Yeah.
There's other students here that feel that sense of heaviness from the school. So what we created was something that students could also enjoy. And also, one of the incentives of the club, which was called Latin American Culture and Literature Club, was to, in some way, explain, express what Latin America is and the diversity of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we made socials. We went to a restaurant to know about Peruvian food, Colombian food, Mexican food, so we know about each other. And
yeah.
there's not that divisiveness between students. We are all in the same boat. And we were, some of us were undocumented. So that was our safe space for us. And in part of it, it was also kind of like activism, resistance, and also that pushed us to continue and to form some type of passion
yeah
within the work that we did and why it was important to express the voice of the students.
And I believe that helped you after you graduated from college, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, it definitely did. I had never participated in something like that. It was, I think it was about like 4 years that we did all of that work, that journey. At the end, I decided to, once I had my papers and everything, it's that fear that you have of not being accepted to a university. You know, you still doubt yourself and doubt your capability. Yeah. And I was actually one of the last ones that transferred. I saw my friends transfer, you know, and that sentiment of, you know, doubt was still there. But at the end, I decided to do it, you know, because whether I was tired already, it was 8.5 years of being in community college. I felt like I was doing a PhD in community college. So it was a sense of, you know, I have to do it. Mm-hmm. Whether I get in or not, I have to do it.
You have to do it.
Yes.
Where did you apply to after college, and where did you get accepted?
I applied, surprisingly, to all of them. My story is quite unique because I applied the last day.
Wow.
The last day. I started at 11 in the morning. All that week, it was just nervousness, you know, like, you know, should I do it? Should I not do it? Can I just wait another year? And then I was like, no, there's no other class that, you know, I want to take. Let's just move on. And that day I decided to apply. I applied to all the UCs.
Wow.
And I got into all of them except Berkeley.
Wow. So how did you feel?
I was crying. You know, as a student, you know, of I was raised in a barrio in Mexico City. And to be one of the first ones of my family to be in a university, to be accepted even to UCLA, it's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
And it was such a big thing for me. So, you know, I was just overwhelmed.
So you got accepted to UCLA?
Yes.
And what did you continue with Latin America studies?
Yes. Yes, and it's been more than I expected. Here I got the basis of the Latin American literature with Professor Oleas, but there I got a global perspective, and it is much more. I love what I study, I love what I do, and there I'm a senior right now. And I decided that I wanted to do something more for my community. So I started working for CCCP, which is the Center for Community College Partnerships. And, you know, it's been an experience there, too.
So what do you do in that program?
And that is something that I wish I had, and this is part of the reasons why I work there. It's a center. It's a program designed to help community underrepresented communities, which means, you know, it could be undocumented, first generation, men of color, and parents, veterans. There's various different students that have little or no representation. So one of the incentives of that program is to diversify the UC system. When I first joined CCCP, my first job was to work on the undocumented program. There, I saw myself in the face of my mentees. this program is designed to give you the UC experience, to inform you about the UC system, to help you transfer. As I mentioned before, many students are first generations, so there is no knowledge between the family, you know, and how to process, how to go about transferring to a higher institution. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was really important to do that. Because not only because of my own experience as first generation undocumented single parent Latina, and all the labels that you can put on, like, yeah. You know, it was very important for me to help others, you know, because I saw myself in them and I had an opportunity to help them. So to me, it's like amazing. So working here as part of the program, helping other students like me, it's, you know, I don't consider this a job. It's privilege, you know. And I formed that partnership with my mentees right now.
Okay. Before you worked as a mentor, where did you work?
I used to work as a supervisor for Target, and also I was a TA for LAUSD just before I transferred to UCLA.
Okay. And are you still in college right now?
Yes, I am a senior at UCLA.
And while you, like, right now that you're in school, what has been, like, the most difficult time in your career, not only in college but in university?
I think for me, it has been the first two quarters. The semester system, and this is another reason why I do this, and I'm very dedicated to my mentees. It's because the quarter system is completely different from the semester.
Okay.
We are on the 11-week period.
It's very short.
16 or something compared to a semester. And so right on, as a transfer student, you're competing with students that, you know, they're non-traditional, meaning that have went straight out of high school to university. You're competing at a different level, and the preparation to compete at that level, it requires, you know, some type of and knowledge about it beforehand. And this is why this program, it's helpful for students, because have I had this knowledge, it wouldn't have been as hard my first two quarters. I was not part of the programs that CCCP offers. I did not have TAB, TAG, or whatnot. So it's straight out, it was just, you know, very fast. Very fast, and you have to adapt to it, you know, and there's, you know, no... It just goes really fast, the quarter system, and it's very different from the semester. It requires you to be on top of your coursework, and this is why we offer this as a, you know, heads up.
Do you think you were going to stay as long as you were here at Pierce in university?
When I started, no.
No?
My first visit to a counselor was my most shock in here. My most, I was very shattered, I would say. And I don't blame it on the counselor. I mean, you know, us as undocumented, we face challenges.
Yeah.
And like I told my mentees back then in my summer program, because I know the political climate right now is targeting immigrants or undocumented. And I told them there's many times in there's many times in the in history here in the United States that we have been targeted. And this is another one of them. So I did not intend my stay at a community college to be that long, but it had to be for some reason, not only because of me being undocumented, also because of the economic collapse in 2008, where, you know, later on I had my papers, and as being one of the first ones in my family to obtain them, I had a good, stable job. And I knew that if I left my job, you know, my family wouldn't make it. So that adds on to the decision of prolonging that stay, you know. But I never, never left Pierce or Valley, because I also attended Valley. Whether I had to take one class, I attended that class because I knew if I left, it will be much harder to get back on. And like I tell my students, you know, it's your decision. You know, no one is going to see the hard work that you do. That those 2 days that you stay here, that you're off from work, no one is going to see that hard work. This is something for you. And you have to make it fun for yourself.
Yeah.
So this is why that club was very important for me. It was my venting. It was my safe space. It was, they became like my family. And the empowerment that I had with that club, it's more than what I expected. And I'm still grateful to have that, you know, unity with those students, with those that are now like my family.
Because that definitely changed your life.
I encourage that here and everywhere. All students, activism, you know, don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
This is something that no one is going to see the hard work that you do, or no one is going to know what you go through.
Yeah.
But activism, it's important. Because in unity within students, it's important, you know. It's something that, you know, it's something that you're passionate about, and it's very gratifying.
I have one more question for you. Do you have any, what are your future goals?
Well, as a Latin American studies major, I have more than... this is one of the things that I am just, like, blessed, because as a Spanish major, you have very limited opportunities. But as a Latin American Latin American studies major, I'd open my spectrum of where I can go with this. And right now, I cannot answer that for certain. But, you know, some people ask me, you know, what are you going to do with Latin American studies? You know, what is that? Anyways, you know? And it might sound very crude, a crude question, but it's been crucial for me because it has allowed me to question that and allowed me to on hand do my own research of what I can do with what I'm passionate about. And I am searching. There's many venues with Latin American studies. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Anayeli, for being with us. We ran out of time already. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more that you had to say, but we have to go. We are at the end of our show. Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for your time. And I will be here with one more show next week on kpcradio.com.